Ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday morning at 11:30, the real Memphis Wrestling is back. Catch all your favorite wrestlers from Bluff City Wrestling. See all your favorite wrestlers like the Kang Superstar Johnny Dodson, JPJ, Bullwhip Ballard, Vicious Hyde, Savage Brotherhood, Memphis Fight Nation, and many others in their brand new show, Bluff City Chaos. Be sure to tune in this and every Saturday morning at 11:30 right here on CW30 Memphis. The real Memphis Wrestling is back. Be there.
Sometimes, and I guess we're fixing to find out now what kind of referee he can be like right here at Bluff City Chaos.
Mac, the franchise is somewhat of the hometown boy.
Yeah, Pine Bluff is about 2 hours away from West Memphis.
The crowd did not seem to welcome him.
Big elbow collar tie, both big men now just trying to find out who can get the leverage. Rolling all over the ring. That's a lot of meat to be pushing around.
That is.
Mac the franchise talking about how big this guy is. But hey, you got to give him props. He's in the ring.
He is. Dale Hartley, that's a lot of man to move around.
It really is. He seems to be a little agile for such a big guy, too.
He does.
Elbow collar tie, taking it over to a wrist lock now. Mac the franchise showing a little bit of wrestling prowess, takes it to a hammerlock. DL trying to reverse it. He reverses it right into his own hammerlock onto Mac the franchise.
Oh, no. Mac headlock. Standing side headlock there by Dale Hartley. Both guys showing a little bit of technicality. Oh, that was a good move there, man.
Very good reversal by Mac the Franchise. Two immovable objects colliding at the same time in the center of the ring.
Oh, another big shoulder tackle. Neither man going to the ground. Look like two fire plugs running into each other. Oh! Dale rope leverage and take Mac the Franchise down. Oh my goodness, you see the strength of that guy.
Look at that.
Three back 10 feet just from the
frog splash.
Earthquake.
One, two, didn't even get the two count.
Wow, what a fantastic show of power there. Taking Mac the Franchise down like that. Did you see the ripple effect of knocking Bruno back to the corner? What is Dale Hartley?
What in the world?
Showing his ring. Agility for a big guy. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, nobody home. Back to Franchise, taking the big Texan off his feet.
That was a beautiful clothesline there by Mac.
And I got to tell you, Tiger, I'm pretty impressed with the newcomers.
Now Mac's up there doing a little ring antics himself. Wow. Snap suplex there by Mac the Franchise took Dale Hartley on over. That was like he made it look easy. Referee downtown Bruno indicating to us it's only a one count. Both guys now. Looks like Mac's setting up Dale for something big. Well, it wasn't necessarily a cartwheel, but he's rolling sort of like Dale Hartley was earlier in the match. Oh my goodness, another fantastic clothesline there.
Mac the Franchise is really showing a high level of agility, especially for a man his size.
Yeah, that's been fantastic. Man, this Mac kid's got one heck of a clothesline.
And out on the two count.
Only a two count. Referee downtown Bruno indicating to us again, it's only a two count. First chin lock there by Mac the Franchise. Taunting 325 Dale Hartley. I guess 325, what is that, like a zip code in Texas?
I think that's the area code down in Texas.
Area
where,
code, zip code, I have no idea. Goodness! Lord. Man, how he kicked out from that, I'll have no handed him like a daisy.
He hit the mat hard and bounced off like a basketball.
These two newcomers have impressed me so far there, Larry. I mean, they've been able to German suplex. I used that once or twice back in my day. Look, man, it'll knock him out. Almost a three count. Almost a three count.
And Mac the Franchise holding the back of his head. That side suplex. Wait a second. The big Texan.
That is a lot of meat up in the air, Larry.
Flash.
He missed it. Mac the Franchise able to roll out of it. Play setting up Dale Hartley again. Fabulous. Fantastic clothesline.
And
that'll
got
do
it,
folks. Three count. Larry, that was a fantastic match between two huge individuals.
Man, there was a lot of humanity in that ring. And at the end of the day, Mac the Franchise had his hand raised in victory.
And from what I saw, it was actually a pretty clean match. That was all athleticism there by both big guys. Folks, we got many, many more matches still to come. Stay tuned to Bluff City Chaos.
Keep up to date with all the goings on at Bluff City Wrestling by following us on our social media pages. You can follow us on Facebook at Bluff City Wrestling and on YouTube at Bluff City Wrestling 8526. Bluff City Wrestling, bringing back old school wrestling to a town near you.
You're looking for a fun new way to advertise.
This is the fun new way to advertise. All you got to do is reach out to Bluff City Wrestling Promotions. That's Bluff City Promotions, 1077 at gmail.com. Email us. You want to advertise with the best wrestling promotion in the Memphis viewing area? You're looking at it with Bluff City. Now, you want us to come to your area? You want us to take care of business? You want the world to know that your business exists? You do that with Bluff City Promotions, Barry. You need to get better time, buddy.
Welcome everyone to Bluff City Chaos. This is going to be a fantastic show. Tiger Williams sitting alongside my brand new tag team partner, Larry Little, out of West Memphis, Arkansas. Larry, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, first, Tiger, thank you so much. I am glad to be here at Bluff City Chaos, hailing out of Miami, Florida. And when I got the call a couple of weeks ago to be here today, I could not say no. This is one of the most anticipated events I've personally ever seen, and it's an honor to be here.
And welcome aboard. It's great having you. We've got a couple of brand new guys in the ring right now. We're waiting on the bell to be rung, so we're going to ring that bell and get this action started right away. Key Awesome grossly outweighed here by Stonewall Ransom.
Huge size advantage for Stonewall Ransom versus Key Awesome. He's going to have to use his speed.
He just used that speed there with a couple of side kicks to the leg of Stonewall. There we go again. And you know, he's chopping him down, or trying to chop him down like you would a giant, starting the bottom and working your way up, right? Big right hand there by Stonewall. He's just throwing Key around like a rag doll right now.
And there is that strength advantage between Stonewall Ransom and Key Awesome. Ooh, he is just beating him.
Great big forearms to the back. Oh, Stonewall acting like he's not even fazed by those punches.
Key Awesome is trying to fight back. Chop.
Look at the strength.
Wow.
Of Stonewall taking Key up and throwing him around like a rag doll.
A thunderous body slam by Stonewall Ransom. Key Awesome struggling to get up.
Oh my goodness. Did you see that close?
Man, he almost took his head off.
Wow. What a fantastic.
I don't see him getting up from this, too.
Wait a minute now.
He got up.
Wait a minute. Stonewall just picked the man up instead of taking the win. I'm not sure that that worked with every opponent here at Bluff City. What's he doing? Removing that knee pad.
What do we got here?
Oh my goodness. A front face suplex. Instead of taking him to the mat, he took him into that knee. Two and three. There you have it, folks. Welcome to Bluff City.
That's just not necessary.
Stonewall just taking full advantage of the fact that he just beat this kid up.
Man. In the end, it was a valiant effort, but Key Awesome. Strength difference between Stonewall Ransom.
Yeah, Stonewall just was grossly outweighed, grossly outmatched, and I mean, the kid looks like he just got hurt. What a great way to start the show. Got plenty of more action still to come. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, folks, Tiger Williams at Bluff City Chaos, and I am very excited to bring on my next guest, the Southern Heavyweight Champion, right here at Bluff City Chaos, JPJ, who defended, he didn't defend, he actually took that belt from Bullwhip Ballard last time they met right here in West Memphis, Arkansas. And right now, I want to bring in JPJ, the Southern Heavyweight Champion. JPJ is supposed to be here. Come on, JP. Hey, send security back there. Tell JP to come on out here. It's his time to interview. And we're going to talk about the big match between him and Bull Whip Ballard. How you doing today, Tiger? Man, I'm fantastic, but it's not your time. Right now, we're looking for JBJ, the Southern Heavyweight Champion. Where is he? That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Nobody else has seen him either.
Why do you have that weird grin on your face?
Because a wise man once said, it's not what you know until you know. Well, today I know something that nobody else knows.
What do you know?
What have I told you, Tiger? I'm the best in the South. That is for me to know and for you to assume, to learn and understand. But today, we'll just see, because I've been here since early this morning. I've been up all morning, done had my Wheaties this morning, drove all the way up here to Memphis, Tennessee, and I still ain't seen the beef stick, JPJ. But I know something.
Yeah, you know something, all right, because it's not like JPJ not to show up. Folks, stay tuned. I'll be right back. We'll find out more right after this.
Looks a little too happy today for some reason. What's going on here, Barry?
Tiger, everybody's been looking for JPJ. He hasn't shown up today. He's been hurt. I mean, we're going to have to award the belt to on a forfeit.
Oh, come on, Barry. Nothing ever like this.
This is certainly a first. Bullwhip Ballard, the new Southern Heavyweight Champion, and Tiger, under some pretty suspicious circumstances.
It's not like JPJ to not show up.
Try to, at least. I'm not saying I'm back at 100%, because God knows that I'm not. But the only thing that was going through my mind when I had to watch my brother go toe-to-toe with two men was fight. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're not having any wrestling holds or wrestling match. This is going to be an all-out fight.
You know, Dale, here we are once again. Elmar Jackson in West Memphis, Arkansas. Fight Nation will be standing across the ring from who? None other than Vicious Hyde. So let me tell you something, Vicious Hyde. In the ring, whether it's one-on-one, two-on-two, or two-on-one, all Memphis Fight Nation is going to do is fight. 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 So West Memphis, I hope you're ready, because Vicious Hyde best had been ready. Because today, you're not just fighting for these titles. You're going to be fighting for your life.
Well, you heard it right here, folks. Fighting for their life.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler? Let the Bluff City Wrestling Academy help you achieve your dream. Learn mat skills, techniques, psychology, and how to be a true professional wrestler. Email us at bluffcitypromotions1077@gmail.com or call us at 731-443-0221. Bluff City Wrestling Academy. Your dreams begin today. Keep up to date with all the goings on at Bluff City Wrestling by following us on our social media pages. You can follow us on Facebook at Bluff City Wrestling and on YouTube at Bluff City Wrestling 8526. Bluff City Wrestling, bringing back old school wrestling to a town near you.
You're looking for a fun new way to advertise.
This is the fun new way to advertise. All you got to do is reach out to Bluff City Wrestling Promotions. That's Bluff City Promotions, 1077@gmail.com. Email us. You want to advertise with the best wrestling promotion in the Memphis viewing area, you're looking at it with Bluff City. Now, you want to come to your area, you want to take care of business, you want the world to know that your business exists, you do that with Bluff City Promotions, Barry. You need to get better time, buddy.
Championship belt back home.
There we go. Speaking of the Kang.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
got somebody in my corner to make sure that the odds are even. And I guarantee you, Big Lou, if you stick your nose in this match, I'm quite sure the Honorable Mayor can handle you. So guess what, everybody? Today is the day, right here in West Memphis, Arkansas, the kind superstar, Johnny Dotson, will regain his world heavyweight championship. Wow!
Well, hold on a second.
And I approve this message.
There we go. But here's one thing that Kane forgot to mention, and this is going to fall on your responsibility. This is you on your shoulders. His wife's hair is on line, too.
Well, I'm going to make sure that when his wife leaves, she's going to leave with her hair the same way she returned.
You heard it here, folks. Bluff City Chaos, get ready for a big match, that unified World Heavyweight Championship, back on the line right after this.
Mayor of West Memphis took one out of the handbook of Lou Winston and threw the gang superstar Johnny Dotson a chain.
In the end, Mayor McLennan was the factor here at the end of the match, and once again, superstar Johnny Dotson is the unified world champion.